Then you people would be debating the moral issues of attempting to play God, etc. My work has convinced me that the government especially has been conducting experiments for many years, and have perfected the techniques that are now being announced. They are just now dropping a few crumbs, releasing bits and pieces of information to prepare an astounded world to accept what was long ago accomplished. After all, they said the successful human clone would appear no different than any other human, and there could be many living among us. The same, of course, goes for alien clones and hybrids. Quote from the article. People will tell her, "The clone, you look just like your mother." But no one will know, at least not until the kid is 16 and decides to sell her story to the tabloids. Many people, especially in the religious field, think that a clone would be some type of mindless robot. Nothing could be further from the truth. Scientists have been perfecting techniques of fertilization outside the human body for many years, and hundreds of perfectly normal children have resulted that cannot be distinguished from any other normally conceived child. We all are clones resulting from a mixture of our mother and father's genes. An exact clone would be the result of only one person's genes. In normal conception, the mother's egg must be impregnated by the father's sperm, whether within the body or in a petri dish in a laboratory. In cloning, the sperm is not needed, but the egg is activated by other means, chemical or electrical. When the egg first begins to develop, it is a mass of cells that are absolutely identical. Within several days, the cells reach a point where they begin to differentiate. Some of the cells will become bone, some will become certain organs, some will become skin, etc. Something deep within the cell triggers this response and tells the cell what part of the human body it will become. Thus, the scientists can work with the cells before they differentiate, before they instinctively know what their role is to be, and produce a clone. But the developing embryo must be inserted, the conclusion, 553, into a woman's body to grow to term. All of this sounds very familiar to the alien information I have been receiving for over 10 years. The sperm and ova samples, the scraping of cells from different parts of the body, the reinsertion of embryos into the human body, and the taking of the embryos when they estimate they have reached term. One important difference is that the aliens also have developed methods of incubating the developing fetus outside of a human body. In Legacy from the Stars, the cells were taken from the fluid in the human eye, and the child developed in artificial wombs in laboratory conditions on board laboratory craft. There have been many examples in my books of people seeing alien scientists working with cells in dishes in laboratories. Our scientists say that any cell of an adult body can be used because it contains the DNA to create a duplicate copy. But they claim they have not yet developed a way to trigger the development because an adult cell has already been differentiated. In other words, it has already been told the role it is to play in the body, whereas a new cell has not. But they claim it can be done, so it will be done. The article said that no clone would be an exact duplicate anyway, except physically. Even if you could obtain cells from Einstein or Shakespeare, for example, and create a clone, would it possess the same genius of the original? How much is determined by genes and how much is determined by environment and the culture in which the person is raised? A person being cloned would be forever separated from the original by at least a generation. The duplicate would be raised and influenced by entirely different social, cultural and environmental conditions than the original. They also said they do not know how much influence the mother has over the developing child while it is in utero. This is exactly what the aliens said about Janice. They said there were two decidedly different types of individuals that could be produced. One that was cloned from the mother's genetic material would be an exact duplicate. One that was carried within the womb would be influenced by what the mother experienced as she went about her daily life, and this, 554, the custodians, would create a different type of individual. One very crucial point has not been brought up as to why the clone would not be an exact duplicate of the donor, except physically. We are not a body. We have a body. The real essence of the human being is the eternal soul or spirit. The body cannot have life until that soul enters the body. No matter how much science concentrates on developing the body, it will remain a lifeless shell until the soul activates it. That soul brings with it its own karmic lessons and its own objectives for the new life it is embarking upon. This has to create a different person than the donor, because they are two individual souls. Even the aliens recognize this. In Legacy from the Stars, the people who were living in a future world beneath the Earth had lost the ability to reproduce. They recreated an exact copy of the body in a sarcophagus-type container, but they knew it would remain lifeless unless the soul made the decision to enter. In that book, I discussed how we have all inhabited alien bodies at some time in our long life cycles, because our souls or spirits have been around forever, and will continue to be around forever, constantly entering new and different bodies to learn lessons of every conceivable type. Earth is a young planet when you consider the age of the cosmos, so we have had many adventures in different forms before deciding to experience the lessons of emotions and limitations that Earth offers. The aliens know we all have an eternal soul, and that we came originally from the Source, their name for God. This is why in that book I said, they are us, and we are them. We are all one. One reason I believe that the government has already perfected these techniques is because of the reports from people who have been in underground secret bases. They have seen what they described as strange monsters being developed. This would suggest that they have perfected cloning and have been working on the combining of genetic material from humans and other species. Such work could only be performed away from the light of day, in secret. The aliens said they have worked with government scientists, and have tried to give advice, because they had already perfected the techniques. But the government, the conclusion, 555, had gone on their way ignoring the advice, and were trying to perfect what was already perfected. The aliens knew the scientists would be making mistakes, but they decided to let them find out on their own. The aliens also said they have conducted such experimentation of combining different species, but for different reasons. It was not totally out of curiosity, but to produce species that would be suitable and able to function on other planets in other solar systems. What was considered monstrous and repugnant to us would be totally acceptable in another environment. Thus, there are many things dealing with the government and extraterrestrials that will never be revealed to the public. The aliens said another planet was being prepared for humans to inhabit in case of the probability that we destroy this Earth. It is very similar, and some of the genetic duplicates they have produced are already being taken there. They said human life must not be allowed to perish. Life is too fragile, and too precious. So our human species is being preserved in this way. These are things that the average UFO abductee does not have any comprehension of. Their genes are very valuable and are being used to preserve life, both here and on other planets in other galaxies. They may unknowingly be supplying the answer to the survival of the human race. Believe there will come a day, it may not be in my lifetime, but I think it will come nevertheless, when the blinders will be removed and scientists will consider these radical ideas as possibilities. Once they think that something is possible, their minds will then be free to explore and travel down unknown and strange pathways. This is the way new discoveries are made, by those willing to attempt the untried and to explain the impossible. When that day comes, we will find that there is much, much more than the physical reality which is available to only our five senses. I. 556, the custodians, we will find that there are other planes of existence, other dimensions, other universes, existing side by side with this one. We will discover that travel between these is not only possible, it is desirable. We will find that these are not simply crazy theories, but that they are rooted in fact. Once we have removed the blinders that impede our progress, and escaped the limitations imposed by linear thinking, we will find it is true that we are only limited by our imaginations. Then we will be able to loose the fetters chaining us to Earth and to join our brothers, our ancestors, and coexist among the stars. It has been said that space is the final frontier, but other dimensions and parallel universes, coexisting alongside our own world, could be the next challenge. First, we need to understand them so they can be explored. Thus, I will continue to search and ask questions, and I will add my material to the growing mass of evidence. The Odyssey continues.